here at the 87th National FFA Convention here in Louisville, Kentucky. And Dr. Steve Brown is sitting here with me. He is the National FFA Advisor and a dear friend of me. And it's so cool to see you on stage the past couple of years representing the great state of Missouri as you're now representing the National FFA Organization. Dr. Brown, there is over 60,000 students from across the country that have attended this year's National FFA Convention. What's been going on? How's it been going?
Well, it's been a great convention thus far, and we've been able to have great keynote speakers. We've talked about going all out with the students here, and they truly are going all out in their passion and their recognition of their peers as far as their accomplishments for this past year.
So what do you hope for the members in attendance to get out of this year's theme when we're talking about going all out?
Well, I've shared with them in my opening remarks about three words: purpose, passion, and persistence. And then we also talked about being FFA proud, which is being humble and not being arrogant and those types of things. But they're here for a purpose: to learn about agriculture education, and pursue their dreams. They have that deep passion about FFA that shines through each and every time they put on that blue and gold jacket. And they know to be persistent, because that persistence helped them to be recognized here in future years.
Across the agriculture industry, we're talking about feeding the 9 billion and having enough food to sustain our growing population in America and across the world. And the future of agriculture is in this city today. And they're representing the over 600,000 FFA members. We talk about how small the agricultural industry is, but how growing it is within these numbers. What message do you have to those FFA members seeking those careers in agriculture in the next couple of years?
Two words: opportunity unlimited. There is such a need for agricultural workers across this country, and we know, as you alluded to, the world population is growing, and we've got a big challenge ahead of us to be able to feed and clothe the world. These students recognize that, and they're wanting to step up to that challenge, knowing that they've got to help produce and find new ways, new technology, in order to produce that food and fiber that will help us to help, as I said, feed and clothe the world.
Well, you spent dedicated your entire career to agriculture education, but we still talk about the dwindling numbers of ag educators across the country and the need to teach these young people. How do you encourage these young people to pursue a career in ag education?
It's hard, but they know. We communicate every opportunity we get to let them know about the opportunities to become an agriculture education instructor and FFA advisor. It's a challenging job. They're aware of that, but they have excellent role models back in their local schools and their local programs, and we just got to continue to encourage them. And one of the things I always tell them, that if they will get a degree in agricultural education and certify to teach, they will be employable. So they have employment opportunities ahead of them. Even if they choose not to teach, I'm hoping they'll give us at least 5 years in the teaching profession, but even if they choose not to, they are employable in the agriculture industry. There's no doubt about it.
Very good advice to give to all these young people. Once again, talking with Dr. Brown, the National FFA Advisor, here at the National FFA Convention. I'm Jamie Johansson.